Yemen is facing a humanitarian crisis that could be the worst the world has seen in decades. Millions there are on the brink of famine and lack access to clean water, conditions that have led to the largest cholera outbreak in modern history. And it's being made worse by a Saudi-led blockade of Yemen put in place last week after Saudi Arabia said it had intercepted a missile that was fired from Yemen and headed for the Saudi capital. Rasha Merez is director of operations for the group Save the Children in Yemen. She joins us from Sana'a via Skype. Rasha, how is the blockade affecting the humanitarian work that you're trying to do? Are you able to get any supplies?
No, actually, at this point, we're unable to get any supplies. Both Sana'a Airport is closed. Hodeidah Port remains closed as well. Recently, a couple of days ago, Aden Port was reopened for commercial and humanitarian shipments, but this is not enough, and it does not replace Hodeidah Port, and it does not replace Sana'a Port either. And we have containers, we have five containers of essential medical supplies and nutrition items, and they are in Aden. We're unable to transport them to Sana'a or to the other governorates in the country, mainly because of the road blockade as well. There is a commercial ship carrying fuel for Yemen, and it's offshore Hodeidah, and it's unable to load. So it's a huge problem, and if this blockade continues, then the humanitarian situation will continue to deteriorate, and unfortunately, we'll be unable to save these people in need.
And is there any indication so far about when this blockade will end?
There is no indication at all. We're trying where the humanitarian community together is pushing and advocating to lift this blockade, to put an end to it as soon as possible. And we haven't witnessed anything. I mean, we heard in the news like the port in Aden will reopen. We will try to do this and that. But unfortunately, no, it's just no any indicator in the air that this will be lifted anytime soon.
And we're already seeing the consequences in terms of the health and well-being of the people in Yemen. The World Health Organization says there could be 1 million cholera cases by the end of the year. Tell us a bit more about that and how that's being dealt with.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, already now, as we're speaking, we have over 900,000 suspected cholera cases and over 2,000 confirmed deaths due to cholera. So, and we're talking, I mean, cholera is not just something that is not treatable and cannot be contained, but it's also preventable. So people, we can prevent this disease from spreading wider in the country. But if we don't have the means, if we don't have the resources, I mean, one of the very simple things to prevent cholera is to have access to clean drinking water. But today we're talking about families and children, women who are unable to get access to this drinking water. Prices increased more than 400% in some places. If you want to buy a glass of drinking water, you have to pay a couple of thousands of Yemeni rial. And this is like the money that a family could live on for a day. And we're talking about fuel. We cannot bring fuel to deliver this this drinking water to these families. So the statistics that WHO shared are not far from reality at all, unfortunately.
And what about famine? 7 million people in Yemen are said to be on the brink of famine, drinking water and food in short supply.
Yeah, these 7 million people are already at a very dire situation. They're depending completely on the food rations they're receiving from the World Food Program and other humanitarian partners, including Save the Children and other actors in Yemen. WFP has supplies for the next 6 weeks or so. So if they're unable to bring additional supplies in country, they won't be able to feed these 7 million people who are already at the very critical stage. And most of them are malnourished. They're already at like moderate stage of malnutrition. If they don't get food, if they don't get this treatment, then their situation will move to severe, and then we will see, unfortunately, we'll see famine breaking out in Yemen in this modern time of history of the, yeah.
And this famine would be entirely human caused because this blockade is keeping the food from getting in.
It's a man-made crisis. It's a man-made conflict. It started 2.5 years ago. It already put Yemen and made Yemen the world's largest humanitarian crisis. This is just making it even worse than it is already. And we were talking about 27 million people affected by this crisis. We're talking about 21 million people in need for food assistance. We're talking about over 11 million children in need. 3 million are out of schools. 500,000 are severely malnourished, and they're very vulnerable when it comes to outbreaks like cholera. So Yemen, I mean, forget about just statistics. Let's take the human side of it. These are not numbers. These are people. These are children. These are women grieving for their dying children in their arms. It just, breaks our hearts every time we're out there in the field. It's not that we can wait and see and then try to fix it later. I'm afraid it will be too late.
That's Rasha Merez, who is director of operations for the group Save the Children in Yemen. We reached her in Sana'a via Skype. Rasha, thank you so much, and thanks for everything you're doing there.
Thank you.